Hi, everybody. Well, today is another Monday. We have Mondays all the time here, probably for a month. So here we go. Today is January the 4th, 2016. And well, I really feel disattached to this year and even last year. If I didn't have a calendar, or at least by on my computer anyway, on the bottom right, you know, where it gives you the date, it probably wouldn't relate to me at all. I got to keep on track with the shows here. But here we go. Let's clear the date for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's see here. Let's do a clearing for pain or emotional trauma, distress, or something. So here we go. Think of your particular incident that upsets you. And here we go, releasing that one incident from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we do the light beam activation. So you could have one up or, you know, multiple light beams. So here we go. Bring in the energy. So stronger, stronger. This is peace energy for you. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, so we got our co-host on, Elizabeth. Are you out there, Elizabeth, in Radio Land?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Ron, and welcome everybody to the Healing Highway on Creation Lightship Healing. We are live every Monday on BBS Radio Station 1 at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. So we're so glad you could join us tonight. And if you're new to the program, you can take a look at Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. You can send any emails or questions you might have during the show, if you'd like them to be read on air, to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can use our handy fast chat feedback form, which is accessible on both our BBS Radio home webpage as well as Ron's website, creationlightship.com, right at the top there. So thanks, everybody, and hopefully you were on Ron's New Year's call, which was yesterday, and that was the Plant Your Seeds of Intention call where we sampled the upcoming energies for the year. And we did get a few responses from listeners who were on that call yesterday. And if you were there and you'd like to send in your testimonial or experience, we would welcome that. We had callers from all over the world yesterday who were participating in this. And it's always a great way to sort of set up the sort of energetic feelings you want to have for the new year and maybe create some intentions that you'd like to focus on. So the whole point of the lightship and what Ron talks about is being in the now. And if you check in with yourself, or, you know, if you're listening to this program, obviously you're interested in, you know, self-growth and self-awareness. And a lot of our time is spent worrying about the past or fearing the future or vice versa. So what all of the clearings do is get you in the now, in the moment, and in peace and connected with your spirit and source energy. So you can read more about that at Ron's website, and we'll be talking more about those subjects over the next hour. So hopefully you've got the light being up and you've got the peace energy going. And Ron, I was wondering if we could maybe do a clearing for everybody. Maybe they made resolutions for the new year and they're feeling guilty because they've already not done them. So maybe we could do a guilt clearing for everybody, a sample.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There's a sample of the guilt. We'll see what else happens. So back to you.
Okay, great. All right, so someone wrote in about the New Year conference call. They wanted to first thank you for providing that call, as you do every year. And they said, I've been on this type of call in the past, but yesterday's 2016 call was not like the others I've done. It seems like a major thread throughout the 12 months was about feeling free. and having more freedom. And I felt those energies and other different energies too. I had an amazing experience. I had a much better experience with sensing the monthly energies. It's because I've been doing a lot of work with many different types of creation lightship tools and have now become more empowered within my own spirit.
Great. That's good.
Yeah,
the darkness,
and someone...
Yep, the darkness takes you out of that energy, so it puts you into...
Yes, that's true. And Ron, are you still there? I'm not sure. Okay, maybe we lost Ron there for a second. I can't seem to hear him. But I did want to read while we're waiting for him to come back on. Someone else wrote in, thanks for the clearing and wonderful call. And they also said that in September they felt very strange and put themselves on the Be Here in the Now clearing. And that is a free clearing that Ron offers, and you can find that on creationlightship.com. It's kind of an emergency clearing to get your spirit back into your body if you've been having some kind of spiritual disconnection. So this listener went on to write to say that, yes, I was on that carnival ride too that someone else was talking about. December was weird too. The Be Here in the Now clearing helped. I felt dizzy and nauseated.
Okay, I'm back. So
okay, great. Welcome back.
Okay, so what can we... what can we do? What energies are around causing people to have weird situations? Maybe we can get some comments from people on how they feel, how the new year is starting off.
Well, someone wrote in, Ron, and they said they had a great experience on the call, and I was just reading that. I don't know if you heard it, but they said that it helped also doing the Be Here in the Now clearing. I guess from September to December of last year, they were kind of having a hard time dealing with the energies there.
Mm-hmm. And, very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody else wrote in that they felt great after the call yesterday, but then they had to go out today to run errands, and it seemed like every person they interacted with was a clone. So I wonder if that's because they were on the call.
Yeah, that's what's out there. You know, you're in the cloned swimming pool of all these things, you know. So, maybe you're becoming more aware phones now. Before, just thought you were the weird one, you know, amongst other people. Now you look at them and know that you're not really weird, it's them. So, back to you.
Yeah, it seems like that's what is happening there. The more you are connected to your spirit and in peace and less emotionally connected to things, the more different the world seems to appear to you because you're not connecting to it the way others are. And you're more at peace. Okay. So somebody else wrote in and said, I am very pleased with my consciousness opening up and being able to comprehend more due to the creation lightship clearings. Accomplishments are easier now.
Yeah, it's probably because you're more in the moment and you're able to sift through programs. So I guess the whole thing would, you know, since you're living in a programmed reality and you really start to understand that, and as you become more peaceful, to release yourself from those programs, things will start to work better for you and you're going to have better results because you're not being taken off onto other timelines of programs. So life could be a lot easier for people. So you're not really running the drama, emotional events all the time because you're more in peace, and then you're able to get more done. you're not as agitated or frustrated with life. So back to you.
Yeah, it does help, and you do feel that way. And I find a lot of the things that I used to do or that I used to enjoy doing, I no longer do because it was too... It's kind of like once you get cleared off and once you do all these clearings, you kind of get very particular about who you're hanging around with and where you're going and who you're talking to. And you kind of try to start making up these ways to avoid people touching you because you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to get slimed and absorb their stuff. Somebody else said, "Thank you, Ron, for a powerful 4 hours of healing yesterday. So glad that the coming year seems to be set up to be positive." And also, the water charging was great.
I think the people on the call yesterday, I think the light ship was showing everybody what the other possibilities are, you know, by staying more centered on the alien timelines. So you're able to get released off of those much easier, and you can actually see what how you could be during that month by being more centered.
That's a great observation.
Because you have two energies. You know, it's your choice if you want to go into alien programs, mind energy, or if you want to be peaceful. And so the light ship, I think, was showing everybody what it's like to be in peace out of time.
Wow.
A lot of the people on that call have done, you know, their clearings and also have probably been on, you know, previous calls. I think that that might be maybe our fifth one that we've done, I think. I'm not sure, but fourth or fifth, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like the fourth one, actually.
Yeah, okay, the fourth one. That's good. So we have people who have been on all of them. So what's nice is that you get a sneak preview of what the dark side is trying to do to you. But I think this time, because people have been on the calls and have been clearing themselves out of the negativity, that you're being shown a much different way of looking at life for the next year, because a lot of those programs were not really attached to you. You're seeing the flip side of everything. So I wonder if anybody has done that slavery clearing that I handed out yesterday. The people on the call, it would be interesting if get some comments on that, how they feel.
Yeah, I have done that clearing in the past, and it is a very unique and powerful clearing, and it tends to affect areas of your life that you wouldn't necessarily think that you were a slave to. But it does sort of open up possibilities, and especially when you've already done the self-empowerment clearings, it's an extremely good one to do in conjunction with that, the self-empowerment package. So if anybody was on the call yesterday, Ron did give away the free clearing. And if you were absentee on the call, you could always write in and get those codes, but you would have had to have participated in yesterday's call for them. So if anybody started that already, let us know how you're doing and if you've experienced anything already with the slavery release clearing, let us know. And if you want more information on that, you can just type in slavery into the search for a healing box on creationlightship.com, and it'll talk to you all about that. It depends, I guess, on what you're a slave to or what you're enslaved for, but that is a whole lifetime clearing. Excuse me. So somebody else wrote in that the... the body organ restoration teleconference is coming up, and that is actually going to be on, oh my gosh, excuse me, You're going to have to pardon me tonight because I'm getting over a cold, and I'm still a little bit sneezy, sniffly, and coughing. So sorry, everybody. The January 9th is the Body Organ Restoration teleconference session, and that's on Saturday from 3 to 5:30 Pacific, 6 to 8:30 Eastern. And that is a really great call. That one you can't do absentee, and it is a revitalization and restoration of our body's individual internal organs. And I think this is the second time that Ron has done this, so it's relatively new. And other listeners and participants have written in that they've had an amazing experience during the body organ restoration session with Ron. I wanted him to please share this session with others as soon as possible so they could experience this exceptional healing session too. And other people wrote that it is a truly deep, miraculous, life-changing healing like no other available anywhere else in my experience. And Ron also does, you know, a list of the different glands and major organs in the body. They are cleaned and infused with light healing energy. And you also receive special drinking water for the session. So you will get mouthwash waters, refreshing skin misting water, gold and silver water, and peaceful sleep water. So before you start, you want to have a misting bottle ready, as well as 5 bottles of drinking water, marked 1 through 5, and you can find out more about that on creationlightship.com. You can RSVP, and there's a PayPal link there. Children 18 and under are invited free of charge, and personal pets, plants, and gardens are also invited. So all of those other living things get to experience the healings and come to the lightship. So, Ron, maybe we could do another sample clearing for everybody. Do you think there's something to do if you've been kind of like upset by a day of interacting with clones, or maybe you were on vacation and you had to go back today and you had to deal with all these like work situations? So maybe we could clear like frustration from everybody.
Okay, so here we go. Frustration clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what I'm finding, if you're listening right now, and maybe you're having a harder time concentrating, maybe your day doesn't feel directly the way it's supposed to be, just weird things happening, it's because the timelines are not connecting. You know, remember, this is a reset for the aliens,
mm-hmm.
and that started on the 1st. And it's taken them a while to probably reset for the new year. So you may not feel secure maybe until, you know, a few more days or so. Maybe it might take them a whole week to reintegrate everything. So if you are going back to work and your people around you feel different or strange, it's probably because they are strange. And, you know, and you're trying to hang on to a timeline that they don't want you to be on, you know, which is the now timeline, and they're trying to jerk you off of that so you can now, you know, connect with the clones that you're working with. you know, they may be having a little more difficult time doing that. And they'll probably just give up on you in about a week. So I think they're trying to really make you feel like, wow, you know, this person is a runaway, you know? We got to catch them.
Kind of like the Matrix. There's like a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, they got their chains off them, and they're running the other direction. So they're not doing the, you know, the Nazi goose step, you know, like we want them to do, you know? And they're running. So I think they can only chase you for so far before they actually give up. But that's kind of what you're looking at. So you're probably off with the program, and the other programs just aren't meshing well. And the clown's looking at you. You really don't know what's going on anyway. You're just probably looking, you know, like a deer looking in headlights with your mouth open, drooling, you know, because they got to get reset too. So that's probably what you're dealing with. So let's do a clearing for that for people. So here we go. Make sure your mouth is closed now. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's probably going to be more frustrating for you with family members.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Not even wanting to do these clearings to be in the now, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody comes home, and you go, oh, boy, the person doesn't even look the same. They put their shirt on backwards this morning, don't know what's going on, and they look different, and now they want to get some extra piercings in their ears or something, or get some tattoos put on, you know, that normally they wouldn't have or want, and now they're just not acting the same. It's because that person is not who you knew a week ago. They just look like them. Or maybe they want to color their hair orange or something, you know? You know, weird things happen. So just know that they're not who, you know, you gave birth to or you lived with before, because they're abducted. So that's the problem. And, you know, all you can do is really take care of yourself. So that's kind of the way things are. Unfortunately, it's getting, for them, it's getting worse. For you, you need to get emotionally unattached to outcomes and get more into the peace energy. Only because, you know, that's the way, you know, life is, and that's the way it's going to be here. Very possibly, maybe the aliens have put the clones down here. Maybe the clones have gone through an orientation period to get trained how to live on a planet, and maybe they'll all get abducted, go somewhere else. That would be great. You know, there are other people out there talking about the inner Earth and how you're going to go on a spaceship there, go into light chambers and everything else. Well, maybe, you know, that could be possibly all true, and maybe they'll all leave here. That would be great. So the Earth, the way it's supposed to be, back into light without interference. So back to you.
Yeah, wow. I thought of so many things there, Ron, while you were speaking, and those are all such great points. And I know we already talked about this a little earlier in the show, but it seems like the more you do the clearings, the more you notice these things, and they become, it's almost like you become this kind of anthropologist of sorts, or you're just kind of observing people's behavior, and you start to notice all these things, and maybe you start to notice the alien holographic reality more, as well as becoming more centered in yourself so that you're not looking to the outside for answers, you're looking within. And I think also with family members, it's a very difficult time of the year, because if you see people that you haven't seen in a long time, you don't know what they're up to, and you don't know who they're interacting with or what clones or entities they're dealing with. So if you give them a hug, then you're kind of interacting with all of their stuff that you haven't seen over the past couple of years. And who knows what that is? You know, I mean, obviously if you see them on a daily basis, you kind of know what's going on. But if you don't, then you don't know who they're talking to or what kind of energies they're picking up. So it can be very disconcerting to experience that, and very unsettling sometimes. But it is a very strange time of year, so hopefully everybody is doing clearings and getting on the weekly calls and the monthly calls that Ron offers, and just staying heart-centered and staying peaceful, because it's kind of like Ron said, if you're peaceful, they can't chase you. So eventually they will give up, and you'll just be at peace. And, you know, that's different for everybody. Depends on your personal situation. So actually, Ron, we got an email about the slave clearing, and someone actually did that today, and they said, I yawned hard after each year cleared. It was perfect. It went right along with all of the free energies from yesterday's New Year's call. Even felt release at the age of 3 and 4. I remember my dad making us pick up litter from the road. Then yard work and gardening, all of these memories were coming forward.
Interesting.
Very interesting, yeah. It's sounds like maybe you got some freedom from emotional judgment about things that you were forced to do as a child. So that sounds like a very nice release. And someone else wrote in, yes, Ron, the past couple days have been very different. People want to put me on their anger timelines. So it seems like people have been dealing with anger there. Should we do a clearing for that, maybe? A sample for anger?
Yeah, here we go.
Great.
So we've seen anger. Think of the time that you became angry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Okay, great. So all of this healings that Ron does on the BBS shows are samples, and usually you can find the corresponding lifetime clearing on creationlightship.com. There are whole lifetime clearings for all of the issues that we talk about, including anger. The anger body clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. All of these, obviously, you want to do after having your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which you can find under recommended healings on the left side of the website. It is the first kind of baseline healing that you want to have before delving into the others. But yeah, all of these, if you feel a particular connection or release to, you might want to check that out, the anger clearing. And also, I'm thinking if you're not angry and people want to put you on their timelines of anger or treat you in an angry manner, Ron, could something else be going on there, like a psychic billboard thing or like a barcode or something like that? I know we haven't talked about that in a while.
Well, you could have that recycling clearing.
The reoccurring events?
The reoccurring events could be happening to you. And they could be, the energy could be looking at that, bringing in people to cross your path to get you going, you know, angry or whatever, you know, they want to do there. We could start, we could do a clearing where we take the vowels out of a word. So think of a word that you maybe relate to somehow, maybe you don't like. You know, that's kind of up to you, whatever word you want to pick, and I'll clear the vowels on that. If you're thinking of a word, then that's going to have power over you. And that's the whole thing, is to de-energize the control of the program that that word's attached to. So here we go. Think of that one word. 1, releasing it. So A, E, I, O, and U, and that's cleared. Okay. And, well, that's pretty heavy. I'll do that again. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie dokie. Yeah, I got a word here of should. Should or would, I guess, huh? Or should, would, could, one of those. So here we go. Let's take out the vowels out of that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you.
Okay. That clearing is so cool. I always have like a yawn or a reaction to that one. I wonder if anybody else did and they wrote down a word and like I did and then they wrote it down without any of the vowels and looked at it as Ron was doing that clearing. I think that's really interesting and very cool when you do that, Ron. So just wondering if we could get some responses on the fast chat feedback or directly at Creation Lightship CLS questions at Yahoo. So
if we have any comments, I think on the Saturday show, I left, I disconnected something and left it up for an hour. I don't know if that was the DNA or, maybe it was the chakras or something. Maybe if anybody has any comments on that, would like to know how they felt if you were a listener on that program. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was on one of the last week's shows. So, yeah, if you have any response to that, let us know. Ron, sometimes, like after yesterday's call, someone wrote in that they felt like the light beings were still working on them after the call ended, and they felt very great and very happy and peaceful for the rest of the day and night.
Yeah, that could be possible. So I really don't know.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a lot of healing going on yesterday on the call, as well as the 12 energies.
Yeah, it's possible that maybe your spirit could be also doing something for you. But remember, anything that deals with light works in the now. So your spirit may not be able to help you, for many things, or maybe even the same thing over and over again because you requested that, because it only works in the now. You have to kind of remember how your spirit is. It doesn't hang on to stuff. If it does hang on to it, then it's in darkness, then it really can't help you all that much at all anyway. But as you attempt to get maybe part of your body worked on or healed, it takes on that residual process, which it probably already has, so it may not be much help. So I don't know if your spirit's going to be able to continuously work with you on a particular situation, much like the light beings that only work in the now. So it's kind of hard to say if they were working with you. Typically, I would say probably not. Maybe your mind or your body got energized to help you out. So, remember, they don't have any history, the light energies. Once you understand that, then you know, yeah, that's why I got to keep asking. Otherwise, you won't typically have the results that you're looking for. Because once you ask, it's done. Okay? And was it done well enough to satisfy you? If not, then ask again. And then maybe your spirit can only go so far with what it knows because it's contaminated and it can't work in darkness, and that's what you're up against. So you need to get those energetic bodies cleared out so that your spirit can work more fully with you. Back to you.
Yeah, wow, Ron. I feel like what you just said, everyone should do for the upcoming year, and check back in with us next year. And let us know how that worked for them, because that is really great, a great way to think about life and kind of live your life. And if you're having trouble, you can always go to the website and do the clearings. And there's free clearings as well, and they are full-strength clearings. Okay, so I wanted to read this. We got a New Year clone email, and it seems like a lot of people are having this similar experience. So they're writing in, and they're wondering if one of my housemates was cloned out over the New Year holiday. He went out of town to celebrate in a big city. When he came back last night, he did strange things like a child would. He left the front gate wide open and also the front door open with a door stopper at night, which let all the cold air in, even though the heater in the house was on. He also acted very forgetful and young. I had to remind him to shut the doors and secure the front gate for safety's sake. He seemed embarrassed to have forgotten to do that. So they were wondering if this person was cloned out.
It kind of sounds that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Yeah, we even created that phrase cloned out, you know.
Yeah. Instead of spaced in out, we're cloned out.
Yeah, maybe it'll be in a movie now sometime, you know. Cloned out.
Yeah, right.
It's interesting when I look at the program guides when I go to the expos, and we always find somebody who copy and paste some of our stuff or just change it slightly, but same name, you know. It's very interesting to see how people try to copycat stuff. So, anyway, and that's probably, again, you know, part of the cloning process. The clones are trying to seek the newest buzzword stuff, the aliens are anyway, to get the clones to follow suit. So, see what they do next here. Well, back to you.
Yeah, that is true. It seems like they're kind of on this clone cycle right now, like a washing machine or something. I don't know. Like, press one for clones, press two for aliens. I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of that time of the year too, where a lot of things like I think there's like a tax season is starting, or it's another quarter or whatever. So there's all kinds of like people going back to work, and there's all these like cycles that also alien generated probably start cropping up at the start of the new year. So fortunately, we're all aware of that and can do something about it. But a lot of people are not aware of creation lightship, and they are just kind of continuing these patterns. So somebody wrote in that, Ron, last Saturday you shut off our chakras and the cellular mental barcode. The peace and relaxation was fabulous.
Great.
So that's cool. The listeners may not even remember. Oh, and I did get a question about the BBS show where I think it was the you were doing the samples of the energies, Ron, the divine energies. Will that work on the archive?
Yes, it will. Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
I think so that was a week, what was it, like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, gosh. I'd have to get my calendar for the exact date. I think it was the 31st. I'd have to check. Hang on. Let me just double check here. I know it, I think it may have been, let's see. Maybe it was last Saturday's show? The 27th, maybe?
Like a week before, possibly. I don't see. I think it's the week
the
before. I don't know. We'll see if anybody else remembers. But to me, that's like a long time ago.
I know. It was the 26th. It was Saturday night.
Well,
so if you want to experience that, it will work on the archive. Yeah, I unfortunately could not connect that night, and I'm going to do that myself. So someone was asking, Ron, if we could get a sample clearing for the liver and kidneys.
Well, we can let's do a pain release. Here we go.
Okay, yeah, maybe a pain release energy.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right, and so these testimonials are coming in, and thank you, everybody, for writing, because it's always helpful, I think, for the other listeners to hear about this, as well as people who may be curious about what the clearings feel like or how they work. And it's always interesting because everybody has a different response. So this is in regards to having the chakras closed down. And this listener writes, it was very cool. Felt self-contained. It was a feeling I never experienced before, and it made me feel very good. So that's actually really great, because I think a lot of the times you feel good when you are doing things, like you're out and you're interacting with people and you're talking and you're having conversations and you're, you know, at least this is how it was with me. And then I started doing the healings, and I was like, wow, I really don't enjoy this. And you kind of get this really deep feeling of self-satisfaction and happiness in your own company. Whereas before, I think you're always sort of like reaching for things outside of yourself. So that I really can relate to those feelings. And, you know, I wonder if anybody else experiences that, because I guess when you don't have your chakras shut down, Ron, all of these people are connecting to you psychically on different parts of your body, right? So you don't want that.
Yeah, that's like your body is the playground, you know, for energy that gets taken off of you. So let's do a clearing for, this we do on some of our conference calls. So I'll just bring it into this show here. Let's do one for joint lubrication.
Okay, great.
So everybody, you know, you may have a stiff neck, or maybe you know, your fingers, you've been typing all day or something, and they're kind of rigid. Wrists could be rigid. You know, there's all different things, but let's work on that. So let's work with wrists and fingers. So here we go. Doing joint lubrication. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels pretty good to me. So kind of wiggle your wrists and hands, fingers, see if they're a little smoother. And now we're going to do, just ankles and feet and toes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What number are we on? I just yawned. Wow.
I think we're on 30.
I think we're past 30.
40?
I don't know.
So in the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Backup team here.
I think we were on 40.
Okay, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. And I'll go to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80.
1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90 and 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. So what that we're experiencing here, Liz and myself, and maybe some of you listeners, so we're out of time because those alien programs just don't know what to do with us yet. So they're not connecting to us. And so by being, you know, out of their time-based reality, out of the matrix, it's like, who cares what number you're on, you know? It doesn't matter, you know? You're not running the program of their number sequence. So your natal chart is probably completely, you know, turned off because they don't know how to reinstate that because we're coming into the new year and they got to figure out what they want to do now. So that's sort of, you know, what happens and why the show is what we're talking about here, kind of losing track of things a little bit or not knowing when or where because, remember, the record-keeping programs by the aliens, you know, the mindset, collective consciousness, all that stuff is still in flux. And we're probably the last piece that they want to put in place because the first thing is their highest priority is clones. They have to regulate their clones, and they got to control their clones. And that's, you know, and then once they get all those things taken care of, which is most of the population, then all of a sudden, you know, things will start happening to you a little bit. I would imagine that because the clones are running everything right now, I would imagine that they're probably numbing out people that are maybe ones that could possibly cause nuclear attacks and things because they don't want somebody to make a mistake. They have a clone run rampant by doing weird things, so they probably really have them numbed out. And probably everything now is, I would say, like on a stand-down order or something where they just don't do anything and wait till everything gets rebooted up again. That's what I would probably say. So anyway, let's see if anybody has had any satisfaction from the joint layering here. So back to you.
Yes, someone wrote, my right wrist and fingers feel warm and more nimble. And I was also feeling that one, Ron, and I think maybe many of our other listeners were too. So it sounds like people really needed that clearing, so thank you. So someone had a question about the charged water that you did on the New Year's call yesterday, and they said, wonderful New Year's call yesterday. Charged water is good to drink one for 7 days. Question, each numbered 1 through 7. So, yeah, like today you would have had number 1 and then through the rest of the week, 2 through 7. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Yes. Yeah, so, you know, you can call your water number 1 if you can. If not, you know, we'll say you drink 2/3 of it, then, you know, tomorrow you're going to be drinking number 2 water. And if for some reason you get extra thirsty, we'll say, just on one of those days, and have the next bottle that you haven't used yet in consecutive order, then take that bottle. So we'll say on the 5th day you get your water bottle and you drink all of it, you know, at lunchtime or something, and then you go, oh, what am I going to do tonight? Well, then just take your next bottle, which would be number 6, and start drinking that. That's perfectly fine.
And oh, that's good to know. That's great to know because I already went through my number 1 and I was like, oh, I really want some more of that water. I don't know if I should start drinking 2 yet.
Now, if you happen to have, say, extra water at the end of the day, then, you know, you may want to put that in a bathtub, run some more water or a foot bath or something and take benefit of it that way. Or put it on your skin. That could work too. So back to you.
Okay, great. All right. That's really nice, and that's really good to know. So maybe I'll have a little of my number 2 water before I go to bed tonight. So somebody wrote into that they went to a medical facility today, and the first time they went, their computers were offline. Then they called to tell me they were back on and to come back. And when I got there, the computers were off again. I waited this time and ran the alien clearing. I guess that's the enslaved aliens to the light clearing. The computers came back on, and I was able to complete what I came there to do. It almost felt as if they were messing with the computers to get my attention so that I would run the clearing. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's probably more correct. I would say that's probably it. So the aliens want to get out of here, and the people listening are the way they can get out. They can't do too much as far as pushing buttons unless they came into your body. But, you know, to do that, the alien thing now, because they're getting rebooted too. They may go, oh, no, not another year of misery here.
Yeah, maybe they just want to get out of it.
They want to get out, so do them a favor and keep running those clearings, or that clearing anyway. Maybe Alien to Light, you could do that one. You could do the Enslaved Aliens. That's the YouTube link, I think, that Kate put on. We got on the website, too, I think. But, you know, run those clearings.
Okay, great. Someone else wrote that I was puttering around, and when Ron started the joint lubrication, I started dancing around. So fun, it felt great. And somebody else? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, that's good. Help enslave aliens leave Earth.
Yes.
Just click on it on YouTube.
That's the YouTube link.
Well, that's good.
And, okay, great.
Yep.
So maybe we have time for this last question where someone's not clear on how to do the slavery clearing. Do they click on a specific period, then the whole life, current age?
Well, you run your whole age first, and that's where you stop. Just do that one. The other one is for the unlimited version. If you're choosing to purchase the unlimited version of that clearing. So the specific incident is only used for the unlimited version. So just run your whole lifetime from your age, which you are now. We'll say that you're 32. So type in your name and then your age of 32 and go to the start button and click on it. And it'll probably take about maybe 15 minutes to complete, and then you're done with that. Now, if you want to spend $50 and get the unlimited version of that so you can go in there anytime you wish, that's when you use the specific incident box. So back to you.
Okay, great. So hopefully that clears that up, and thanks again, Ron, for doing that, as well as all of the wonderful waters that you charged on the call yesterday. It sounds like people are really enjoying those, as well as all of the free sample healings that you do on the show. So just to remind everybody again that you can check out all of the upcoming events at the top of creationlightship.com. And don't forget about the Body Organ Restoration Teleconference session on Saturday, January 9th, 2016, 3 to 5:30 Pacific, 6 to 8:30 Eastern. So that call you have to be on. It's not an absentee call. So if you're interested in that, it's $50 a person, and you can register on creationlightship.com. So, Ronald, I guess we're actually coming down to the end of the show here, and I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts and the Mind to Heart Drop, which, just a reminder, everyone should be doing every day. And that's the first thing I did on New Year's. I woke up at 11:59 just by chance, and I immediately did the Mind to Heart Drop right as it was changing over to 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go, everybody. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. And tomorrow is our energetic courting release call. That'll be Tuesday. So here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drop now for everybody. Here we go. I'll command in your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Here we go. One, counting backwards, I should say 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Wonderful. Okay, everybody. So thank you, Elizabeth, everybody else listening. Hope you enjoyed the program today. Next JBS show is on Wednesday, and it'll be at a different time, a little bit later, which would be 7 o'clock Pacific, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. So bye, everybody. Thank you.